Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, you can also find him at PFF_Steve. Steve, how you been?
Doing great. How you doing?
We're doing well. Talking a little bit about what's going on in free agency. Obviously, the big story has been that Tom Brady is actually leaving New England. He's heading off to Tampa Bay, most likely. That's where everybody believes he's going to end up signing. A team that has had a 387 winning percentage over time and the worst of any major professional sport in the four big ones. But what does Tom Brady's mere presence do down in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I mean, at PFF, we quantify the tangible stuff, right? The stuff that he does, every single throw, every single play. But there's definitely been something to Tom Brady and his competitiveness and his fire and all these different things that helped him to become the best quarterback of all time. So I think just that presence certainly elevates those around him. And then I think he still has enough to offer, you know, with the pretty good supporting cast, you know, still capable of throwing the ball down the field. We'll see how he meshes with Bruce Arians down there. But fascinating matchup of him and Arians in the Bucs that I wasn't really expecting.
The other question is, what does this do to New England? I mean, there's always the Bill Belichick factor, and coaching becomes prevalent when you're talking about a Bill Belichick-led team. But how much of a hindrance is this to the offense? Obviously, the offensive line wasn't very good last year. They did re-sign their big tackle, but this is still a team now with a quarterback issue where I'm not quite sure who's going to be able to kind of step into the shoes of Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think the Patriots are in trouble. I mean, look, Belichick has obviously been great throughout the years, but he's not perfect. We're talking about 20 years where he's been in charge, and he's made missteps along the way, too. And when you have the elite quarterback, you could have a few missteps, right? You can have a less than stellar roster and still kind of stumble into 11 or 12 wins. That's happened along the way in New England. Now, last year, their roster wasn't great on the offensive side of the ball. They had a nice defense, but we saw it kind of fall apart when they had to play against good offenses. So it's just a risky strategy to try to win games with defense in today's NFL. So if you don't have a quarterback, if you don't have a guy that can move the needle at the QB position, you're just another team, even with Belichick at the helm. So that's where I think, you know, Brady struggled with, you know, the lack of weapons that they had last year. The weapons are about the same. They haven't made an improvement there. Brady's gone. I think New England could be in some trouble.
Then we got to look at our own backyard. The Green Bay Packers tried to do at least solidify, we'll say, the linebacking position, the right tackle position. They lose Brian Bulaga. They lose Blake Martinez. In comes Kirksey. In comes Wagner. So tell me about what you think the moves have been for Brian Gutekunst as the GM of the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rick Wagner is going to be, so from a production standpoint, him versus Bulaga, probably similar. You know, I think you're going to get a solid pass protector. He had a down year last year, Wagner, but, you know, previous 4 or 5 years, he was really good. You're going to get similar production, but more durability, obviously, Bulaga being in and out of the lineup for a while. So, you know, it's a nice offensive line there. Blake Martinez and Christian Kirksey, the PFF grades don't love either guy. I think Packers fans loved Blake Martinez from what I hear from them, 100 tackles and all that stuff. We don't really judge linebackers based off tackles. We judge them based off of, you know, taking on blocks, beating blocks, making quality tackles, making plays in coverage. He was kind of hit or miss there, but Kirksey's also been a little hit or miss in that department too. I think he's got some athleticism as a coverage player. He's just given up a lot through the years. In coverage, especially the last couple of years. He was really good in 2015 and 16, and I think, you know, Mike Pettine and company trying to get back a little bit of that magic that he showed a few years ago.
Now, we had talked at Super Bowl about Aaron Rodgers and the play of the Green Bay Packers offensively speaking. We all believe that they need an upgrade at the wide receiver position. The one position we discussed was tight end. They do have tight ends in the fold. Obviously, Jimmy Graham has gone on to Chicago, and why they paid him that amount of money, I have no idea. But is a priority receivers for Aaron Rodgers, whether it be as a tight end and or a wide receiver?
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, the same thing we're saying with Brady, right? Now, Brady had, you know, poor weapons last year, and he's got good weapons this year, new system, all that stuff. But Rodgers is probably at that point in his career, too, where he needs a guy. And, you know, a guy like Emmanuel Sanders, who I think, you know, is just off the board now, would have been a nice fit. Thought he would be a nice fit there. I think, you know, Rodgers needs somebody that can get open over the middle of the field, be a complement to Davante Adams, and almost entice him to throw the ball over the middle of the field a little bit more. I don't think Jimmy Graham's a huge loss. I agree. I don't know what's happening with the money there in Chicago, but it's unfortunate that the tight end market, both in free agency and in the draft, is not great this year, because that would be a nice addition for that Packers offense. But I love the receiver talent in the draft, and I think there's a few guys that they could target there.
Then the Green Bay Packers have to look in the division. Obviously, Stephon Diggs is out in Minnesota. You've got Jimmy Graham going to the Bears. But the question is there any team that has really gotten stronger? I mean, with the loss of Stephon Diggs, yes, they got a boatload of picks and such in return. But in the meantime, you sign Kirk Cousins to an extension, and you take away one of his better weapons.
Yeah, I think the Vikings get worse before they get better. It wasn't a bad move necessarily for the organization to say, look, we have exhausted this roster. Not so much Diggs. He isn't over the hill or anything, but that defense has just started to get depleted in recent years. They had no corners coming into this offseason, so they needed draft capital and kind of an overhaul over there. So I think they probably get worse before they get better. I think Detroit was probably better last year than their record would indicate, and just having a full year of Stafford makes them a scarier team. They've made some okay moves, some good, some bad, but yeah, I mean, I think as a division, it's not like the NFC North is winning any awards, I don't think, for what they've done so far this offseason. So I don't think, from a Packers point of view, I don't think they've fallen behind anybody, and it looks like the division, you know, a little status quo probably compared to last year with the Vikings taking a step back.
Talking with Steve Palazzolo, senior analyst for the Pro Football Focus. So the other, you know, question, who has, during this period of, you know, legal tampering, as they call it, and the signings that are about to get underway, who has really upgraded? I mean, do we look at DeAndre Hopkins going over to the Cardinals and say, man, they got him for a ham sandwich and a steal?
So the Cardinals, absolutely. I think in the short and intermediate term, I think they've done a great job. I think short term, the Colts will benefit from DeForest Buckner. I don't love that deal long term. I do love that deal from a macro point of view from the San Francisco 49ers. Again, they're not winning offseason awards or anything, but if you just look at the business practice of taking the number 7 overall pick, getting 4 years out of him, excellent years out of him, and then trading him before you have to pay him big money and getting the 13th overall pick back, I think the Niners did a really good job there. And I think the Baltimore Ravens did a really good job getting value for Hayden Hurst in a trade, getting Calais Campbell up front for almost nothing, and you know, bringing Matthew Judon back, just bringing in good pieces that are going to make a strong roster even stronger.
And then we were talking about the Packers. Now, defensively speaking, I have been saying for a while they lose Kyler Fackrell, but they need more up front, just some help with Kenny Clark. We had talked about, you know, the guys that they had around Kenny just kind of being guys, so to speak. Nothing spectacular, just kind of big bodies that were there. How much of an upgrade do you think that defensive front needs for the Packers?
Yeah, I think they could use some bodies. I think there's a second wave of free agents, you know, that that should be available to, you know, to throw some guys in there. I think, you know, from a D-line standpoint, you can never have too many bodies, but I also think the Ndamukong Suh's of the world and Big Snacks, Damon Harrison's of the world and Linval Joseph's, I think there's a lot of just interior talent that's out there that's maybe, they seem like they're aging, but they still have quality snaps out there. So nothing flashy, but I think if you need to add depth there, you can do it. And, you know, to me, that's where the Packers should go.
Boy, with all the problems over the years that this team has had with Ndamukong Suh when he was with the Detroit Lions, I can only imagine if they announced that Ndamukong Suh was going to become part of the organization. Steve, great stuff, man.
It's not really what they would do, but you know, those are the types of players that are out there.
Yeah, no, if he's still got quality snaps and a big body and somebody that you have to pay attention to, I can only imagine what Mike Pettine would do and use him as in this particular defense. And I think over what some of the guys they have that really haven't proven themselves consistently, they got great work ethic, but it's got a result on Sundays between Dean Lowry, Tyler Lancaster, Montrevious Adams and company. I would not shrug my shoulders if they did something like that, but I would just it would be certainly a talk show feast here in these parts, no doubt. Steve, it's always a pleasure, buddy. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later down the road, okay?
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Stay safe. There you go. That's our buddy Steve Palazzolo, senior analyst for Pro Football Focus. Think about that. If you said, okay, you want to add some beef up front, and that's something we've talked about. It's not like this is an all of a sudden brand new discussion, where if you could add a little bit of beef up front, he says the secondary level of free agent that's out there would be this. Can you imagine the Packers signing a guy like Ndamukong Suh? After Sue stomping on Aaron Rodgers and all the problems they've had and the T.J. Lang problem early on, and now you all of a sudden would turn to your fan base and go, you know what, we're going to bring the big body in here just to give our guys up front a little bit of help. Think about that. Packer Nation to go crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.